Oh, welcome aboard. Thursday, the 5th of December. David has the fashionable Malcolm X shades on today. David, I love when you wear those glasses. I think it just elevates your game. I mean, it makes me respect you more. Those things are, man, those are wicked.
I'm wearing them in part because I just could not see this on my way to work
that's
today.
That's okay. You don't have to apologize. In fact, I'd like you to wear them every day.
You know what?
Maybe I would like those every day.
Maybe I should. Maybe I can see better.
Those glasses make me like you more. Like, I feel like you're a great and powerful man.
You know, but when I wear them, Roberto doesn't look as bad.
Well.
Yeah. I took off my glasses one time, and Mike said, don't ever do that again.
Dude, Roberto without glasses looks so creepy. He looks so different. I'm like, Berto, Roberto with glasses, that's Roberto's brand. That's like, it's like Scott Van Pelt.
Yes.
That's his brand. You can't not. Like, Roberto looks awesome in glasses. As awesome as a man of your stature could look. Right. David with those things on. Oh, wow. We're talking about guy who gets laid at church. At church.
Well.
Mid-sermon. At church. Like the couple in New York City who had sex on the subway platform. That was all in the news the last couple of days. That will be David. Mid-sermon. Mid-Corinthians.
Yeah.
All right. We have something I think that's interesting to start the show. But it requires a sense of humor. It does. Because we have to bust chops a little bit. So Sully and I had a work function down at the Pistons game last night. We had took some clients to the game, and it was great because you get to see Giannis live decapitate the Pistons, and you get to see how empty the arena is live, and it's really worse than TV, and it's great. But long story short, Sully and I entering the stadium, a certain thing became a piece of conversation, and it would be 2712 Cass Avenue. Now, everybody knows what 2712 Cass is, right? Everybody knows. That would be the singular, lone, dilapidated house sitting right next to the arena. And it's, you know, glistening new parking structure. It is an 8-bedroom, 3-bathroom house that has a massive for sale sign on it and looks like it's about to fall down. Outside of a $850 million stadium. So, you know, Sully naturally is like, I want to buy it and make it a party house. And I'm like, okay, why don't you see what they're asking for? So it's become this house people have talked about. So they're asking between $4.5 and $5 million for it. Not the house, it's the land. They're trying to get paid. And the Illiches made one offer in 05 for a couple hundred grand. Well, that's not happening. And we don't know if any other offers have been made because, well, the house is still sitting there. And we started talking about this. I said to Sully, I go, this is the most Detroit thing ever. Really. More Detroit than the Fist. More Detroit than the Motown Museum. More Detroit than the People Mover and then the new version of the People Mover, the Q Line. Because that's exactly what the Q Line is. A new People Mover. Having a dilapidated house outside of a brand new arena that they just built around it and an ownership that just won't pay these people and get them out of the way. It's the most Detroit thing ever. Does anyone know the house we're talking about?
That's what I want to know, too. Like, we parked right by the arena for 40,
by the way,
for 45 bucks.
By the way, what a value they're running down there at LCA. Like, if I'm at Staples Center in downtown L.A., if I'm at Madison Square Garden, if I'm going to valet my car at MetLife Stadium in New York, I understand parking of $50. $45, I go, you got to be kidding what they're doing to people. Carry on, sorry.
Yeah, the sign has a huge banner on it with the realtor's information and the phone number. And I was, obviously, we're walking into the arena, and there's plenty of other people walking by that are parking around. People, I'm sure not everyone does, but there has to be listeners out there right now that know exactly that house we're talking about. And it is that, yeah, the lot that we're talking about. You mentioned the 4,800 square foot lot. It's clearly the land. But this house is so torn down. It has so many different tickets over the years for stuff. And I don't know why the Illiches don't just pay them what they want.
What's a couple million bucks?
Just like if get that out of there.
If it's my new playpen in downtown Detroit. But you know what the problem is? They don't care about buildings that need to be torn down. I mean, hell, wasn't there an article in the paper last year that over half of the buildings that need to be torn down in the city are Illich Holdings buildings? I mean, face it. They have plenty of other buildings around their playpen that they own that are dilapidated. I just walked by this, and it was just that signature Detroit moment where you're going to walk into this glistening arena, you're going to get bilked on parking, and you're walking by bombed-out buildings. You know, like we've made fun of U.S. Cellular Field or whatever it is on the south side of Chicago. We make fun of, you know, certain stadiums. LCA is so on brand Detroit because it's in the middle of a war zone. It's in the middle of a part of town that needs a gigantic bulldozer taken over it. And you know what the problem is? A lot of the stuff that was supposed to be bulldozed is a part of the great farce that District Detroit was and is and probably will forever be. Five signature neighborhoods. Yeah, right. But walking into that stadium last night, it's like outer space. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine the dad who taking his kids to a game, you know, Wings, Pistons, maybe a concert. What other arena in America has more dilapidated and blighted real estate around it than LCA? Especially on the parking side. Think about it.
Especially when you enter the way we did, not off of Woodward.
Yeah, no. The Woodward is shiny because it's built right up to the road. I mean, who can forget Mike's Pizza and Kid Rock's, to-be-named diner? But when you go to the parking side of that arena, I don't know that there's another arena in America that could be owned that way. Now, understand something. I love the fact that the owner of the house wants to get paid. No issue with it. None. And you could say it's totally unreasonable to ask for $4.5 million, whatever. No, it's not. I bought this house for $25,000 a long time ago. You're going to pay me for what this land is worth. Now, I would tell you, if I owned that house and someone offered me $3.5 million, I'd probably take it. My point is, it doesn't sound like the Illiches are making offers. And walking by that house is hilarious.
Yeah, and even when you Google it, it actually is on, it's on Zillow, just like a normal house. Yep. 2712 Cass Ave on Zillow, $4.8 million. And, of course, there's just all sorts of facts and figures about the land for sale and how valuable the land is or whatever.
Sure.
But, which it is.
No issue with them asking money for it. No issue at all. And it's clear the Illiches wanted the home. They made an offer on it in 05. Mm-hmm. They knew what was coming. They knew what they were doing.
Right.
They offered a couple hundred grand back then. That's not enough.
Right.
But if you've gone to LCA, guys, am I in outer space? Is it just that few people have gone to LCA?
Maybe it's just us. There. I know there has to be other people that can picture the exact house, and if not, Google it, 2712 Cass Ave, that can picture this exact house
right
in front of the LCA entrance.
Like by the Huntington Bank entrance.
North entrance, yep.
Right. So the north, all right, so like the northern side of the arena. Is there a more embarrassing surrounding area of an arena than that? It really is incredible when you go and you don't go in the Woodward side and you go in the Huntington Bank entrance, which would be the northwest entrance. 248-539-9797. You know what? Maybe I'm crazy. I would love to hear from people on it. I mean, look, I'm not going to do this whole you paid for it, your tax dollars. Look, let me just approach it this way. It's our city. It's our arena. I'm embarrassed, frankly, of what surrounds a lot of that arena. It's an embarrassment. It truly is. And for an arena, you know, for all the talk about Detroit and the revitalization of downtown and how it's getting so much better, can you imagine an out-of-towner coming in and they enter that building? Are you kidding me? You're in a part of town now that's just parking lots, dilapidated buildings and liquor stores.
That's what someone just texts in. They say, I see the house every time I go to a game. They should have sold it and it should have been flattened by now. Better observation is the party store on the corner next to LCI and Cass as well.
Sure. You know, I mean, the only thing you're missing is like a cash advance store and a porno shop. I mean, honestly, it's embarrassing. All right, so we'll get some ticket texts. We were down at LCA last night, Pistons, Bucks. I got to tell you, going into that stadium on the north side, on the northwest entrance by Huntington Club, oh, my Lord in heaven. You just, I don't know, it just struck us last night. You walk in from Woodward, you'd never be able to tell the difference. But, man, when you go to the south side, the north side of that arena, excuse me, and you, man, oh, man, that house at 2712 Cass, it's like kind of an iconic thing now. That house, they never sold. The price is the price. You know, the Illiches aren't paying. And it's just, it's unbelievable. It's, the house embodies what's wrong with the entire surrounding area of the arena. It kind of embodies it. And I don't fault anybody holding out and charging crazy prices. I don't. It's your payday. It's a billionaire trying to steamroll you and get what they want, and they should have to pay for it. You know, if they can take $300 million in public funds, $400 million, whatever it ended up being, they could pay $3, $4 million for a 4,800-square-foot parcel of land. I just have no sympathy for owners. I don't. But when you walk into Little Caesars, I don't want to turn this into a District Detroit is the devil.com. I don't want to do that. We all know District Detroit's a farce. We all know the Illiches ought to be embarrassed. It's more, when you walk into that arena, what do you compare it to? I mean, what do you want to say? Like old Yankee Stadium in the Bronx? At least there were things. We're talking about this part of town with blighted homes and structures and parking lots. And it's just, I don't know another stadium like it. I don't. I've been to stadiums in Miami and Boston and New York and Philly and Chicago and L.A. and, I mean, Kansas City. I've been a lot of places in my life. The idea that a new arena could have that surrounding area, I don't know. Maybe it was the fact it was ice cold last night, wintry mix. You know, you're walking in and out of a game where you know the team's going to get killed, and then they do get killed. I just wondered what my fellow Detroiters' viewpoint was. Like, this can't be the best we can do. It just can't be. It's not right. In many ways, it emulates the Pistons and Gorus' ownership. Like, I don't know. No, I'm not playing the card that I felt unsafe or anything. No, that's ridiculous. No. But, like, if I brought little kids down there and I wasn't surrounded by people, no, not a great. That's not great when it's blighted buildings, a bombed-out liquor store, and parking lots. No, it's not great.
Yeah, I would love to buy that house and turn it into a party house. Okay?
You know what
we
I would do?
We can turn it into our broadcast booth.
I'll tell you what I would love to do. I buy the house, and I put up a billboard that says sell the team. It's almost like, do you remember the story? It was in the newspapers years ago about the guy who got a divorce and he moved next door and he put up a statue of a middle finger in the front yard pointed towards, I think it was his ex-wife.
Oh, God.
Like, could we do something like that for Gorus?
Yes.
It is, and it is right there, too.
Do you have any ticket texts? Hey, listen, maybe people don't find this entertaining. I don't know what to tell you.
Only stadium I can think of that compares with the old Tiger Stadium. The owners of that house should destroy it and turn it into a parking lot to undercut the District Detroit parking. I liked Jolos Arena better than LCA, somebody said. See, my thing with the mic is...
I don't want to make this a bag the arena topic. Can we just not... I'm bored by it.
Nice
I'm talking
arena.
About... We're sitting here. We went to the game last night. Is this really the best we can do? I mean, does this bum you out like it does me? Walking into the northern side of that stadium, it's truly embarrassing. And I don't care how much money you have, you should be embarrassed. It's ridiculous. And as fans, as people who that's your stadium, your teams, it's embarrassing. You want to host a Final Four? You know, you want to host a Super Bowl? You want to host these events? You want the NBA All-Star Game to come here, and you think that is what they're going to walk into? That's what they're going to get away with? Look, whatever gift the 05 Super Bowl was when we started building wrapping and doing Winterfest and we got lucky with a snowstorm while it happened so it made it extra cool, that's done. You know, you want these events. You can't have your stadium surrounding area look that way. All right? It shouldn't look like Highland Park. It's just not right.
But the one thing I will say, though, is that I just don't buy that when people say, hey, you know, it's not in the downtown area by the river or anything, so it's not going to be good. If they actually did put restaurants and developed it around there, I do think it absolutely could work. Go a half a mile up Woodward. There are plenty of restaurants, yeah. Whether it's Grey Ghost or Bakersfield. There's plenty of restaurants that do extremely well up there.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing when you look at it, the Ilitches built exactly what they wanted. They got their stadium, they got the Mike Ilitch School of Business, and they got the world headquarters for Little Caesars Pizza. They just happened to find a way to get what they wanted.
Yeah, it's just bland.
It's outside, desolate. It's like It's like Walking Dead, like a zombie apocalypse back there.
Because outside you just see concrete, just see nothing. It's just blandness. Like there should be some kind of a excitement. Like there should be, I mean, I know it's wintertime right now, but some kind of music, some kind of atmosphere, something down there where fans will say, you know what? I enjoy being down here even if it's not a game.
But if you haven't gone down there like David's talking about, concrete would be the one word. It's just all concrete. And that one house sitting there, butted up against a parking structure.
With the banner on it.
2712 Kaz. And listen, good for the people. I mean, I know they've been in a fight with the city. And, you know, you do the research on the house. There's been a ton of tickets written. And then they got an extension to fix some things. And it's just... Maybe I'd be the worst kind of rich guy, but if I were building that, I'd just pay him. It's cost of doing business. If I'm getting $300 million from taxpayer dollars, my outlay to buy up buildings of holdovers, probably going to have to spend $30 or $40 million. Who cares? This is my legacy. This is my family's name. I want to do this right. I just find the north side of that arena to be a total embarrassment.
Well, with how much that arena cost, you mentioned the word concrete. When you're spending that much money on an arena, you don't pay for it to be just a nice mid-size arena. Or, hey, this is a nice – I think – I'll speak for myself. I can go in that arena and say, yeah, you know what? This is a pretty nice mid-size arena.
Sure.
It's as simple as that. But there's no identity, and maybe partially because the teams aren't any good. Mm-hmm. But there's just no identity yet, and it just kind of lacks like a warm, welcome type thing.
Now we'll go to some of the people, I guess. I don't know. I thought this would strike a chord. Brian, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm fine. But, Mike, it sounds like if we're talking about the same house, you got your information incorrect there. When I was in high school at Cass Tech, that house used to be a brothel, I believe. It's not on the north side of the building. It's on the west side of the building.
No, we're talking about a different place then. Yeah, it's the northwest entrance.
We're talking about the house that's for sale. It's a big white house with the banner. This is on the west side, across from the Masonic Temple, across from the park, and across from Cass Tech. That's not across from dilapidated buildings. It sits up against the building. The lot is so damn small, you can't do anything with it. Okay. And if I was the Ilitches, I'd never pay $3-4 million.
Then don't, Brian. Then look at a dilapidated building next to your arena. Like, what are we talking about? It's sandwiched between two parking lots.
Their development I'm a realtor, man. Let's tell you. Their development plans ahead. But you can't just go and build houses until you see. You don't want to oversaturate the area. But if we're talking about that same house, it's not safe. But you got your directions wrong there, buddy. It's across from the park.
All right, first of all, you ain't my buddy. Second of all, you can cut the smug tone. We can just stop. It's a smug tone. Bottom line, I ain't mistaken about nothing. I said northwest. I walked in the Huntington entrance. Don't get semantical. It's a bombed out house, realtor guy. I gave the address. I gave the address. So what are we arguing? What are we arguing? The house is an embarrassment.
You're saying it's across from dilapidated buildings. This house across the street from a park.
My God in heaven.
What are we
doing
here?
You are being so obtuse. I can't even believe this is real. The entire side of that arena is an embarrassment. Have you gone?
Yes, I've been to a bunch of games.
So do you
there,
think it's representative of a billion dollars? Goodbye. Get the F out of my life. You are an obtuse human being.
What are we talking about?
And I mean this in the other way. I think Mike wants to paint that guy's house.
Like, Like, imagine this is his phone call. Hey, you got your information there wrong, buddy. Well, we're not buddies. Second of all, I said the address, I said the entrance I went into, and I said what the house is. Then we talked about the entire side of the arena. It's embarrassing. And you're calling up, well, it's not quite northwest. It's the northwest entrance of the arena. It's the Huntington area. What are we doing, Brian? I'm a realtor. Get bent. Get lost. Like, I don't even know what we're arguing. And it's bombed out, and it's embarrassing. I don't want to see it. Like, what? David, go ahead, please. You took his phone call. Tell me what the message was meant to be other than a lot of words that don't add up to anything.
It was supposed to say how those owners kept raising their price on the illegit.
Yes, but we did all the research before the show, even though Brian claims we didn't.
For some reason, I guess he wanted to get into semantics and talk about location and exact. Like, that's not the point.
They had it on the market for like 2.5. They took it off the market. They raised it. Well, guess what?
We're talking
an $850 million development got put up there. It's embarrassing for that to be anywhere near it. Then you look at the Illich Holdings buildings that are bombed out that shouldn't be standing. Like, what are we talking about, man? Jesus.
It's 2712 Cass. It's sandwiched directly in between two of the LCA parking structures. You can look it up. 2712 Cass.
Look it up. I was there.
That's what we're talking about.
Last night.
Well, the caller and whatnot. That's what I mean. The Huntington entrance is the northwest entrance of the arena.
I'll take 5 minutes. We'll do the phone calls.